People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another weekly episode of the Money Girl Podcast. I'm Laura Adams. If you're new to the show, I am so glad to have you here. I'm a personal finance author, speaker, and consumer advocate. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you very much for being a part of the Money Girl community. I've been writing and hosting this show since 2008, and I love connecting with you all and hopefully moving you a little bit closer to your financial goals. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life, you are in the right place, my friend. I try to make each show like a mini training episode, and we cover a wide variety of topics. It could be credit, debt, investing, real estate, business, taxes, insurance, money management strategies, and lots more. So today's topic is about retirement. And I want to say, even if you don't have a retirement account right now, be sure to stay with me. Understanding the rules and the upcoming changes is very important. And, you know, if you don't have a retirement account right now, I'm definitely going to encourage you to get one. And of course, you might have one down the road. And so these rules will definitely apply to you. So why are we getting some retirement changes? Well, every year, the United States Treasury evaluates what's going on in the economy. They look at what's happening with the cost of living and the inflation rate. And based on that data, the IRS is required to make a variety of adjustments in the tax law. And fortunately, many of the changes can help savers squirrel away a lot more money for retirement. And the changes that I'm going to review in this show are certainly not the only changes that are happening. But what I'm going to do is highlight six of the upcoming retirement account changes that I think will impact the most people in 2020. So what you want to do is get a head start right now and begin making some preparations and some plans to cash in on these adjustments that are going to be happening next year. And as always, you'll find the notes for this and every show with all of the links to resources that I mention, plus the full archive of podcasts. They're all in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 615, called Six Retirement Account Changes for 2020 You Should Know. All right, let's get into the retirement account changes. The first one is higher contribution limits for workplace plans. So starting in 2020, if your employer offers a workplace retirement plan, maybe it's a 401k or a 403b, the base amount that you can contribute, it's going up. It's going to increase from $19,000 in 2019 to $19,500 starting in 2020. And the same adjustment applies to most 457 plans, as well as the government's Thrift Savings Plan, or TSP. And you may know that you can have both a traditional and an after-tax Roth retirement account at work in the same year, as long as your total contributions don't exceed the annual limit. So you can have two accounts as long as the total contribution does not exceed $19,500, you are good. So what I want you to do is make a goal to max out your retirement plan, and you can update your contribution percentage or even the dollar amount that you pay per pay period. You can make changes to your plan at any time during the year. You don't have to wait for open enrollment, which is probably going on right now in most companies, and you don't have to wait until the new year. In most cases, you can set up a higher contribution rate to begin at a certain time, such as on January 1. So that's a great way to make sure that you are getting it, taking advantage of that increased rate as soon as you can. Now, note that if your company offers retirement matching as a perk, you are actually allowed to exceed the base annual limit. The overall contribution limit, if you combine both the employee and the employer contributions, that is also going up. It's going to increase by $1,000. And what it is it's either 100% of your compensation or $57,000, whichever is less. So that's the limit for both you and your employer. Again, you can only put in $19,500. The balance of that could be put in by your employer if you have a very generous employer. All right, the second change that we need to cover is higher catch-up limits for workplace plans. So what catch-up limits are a benefit that the IRS gives older workers by allowing them to save a little bit more money to retirement accounts than they do allow for younger folks. So these catch-up contributions apply when you've reached age 50. So in the new year, catch-up contributions increase from $6,000 to $6,500 for most types of workplace retirement plans. And this is a pretty big deal because it's the first time that catch-up contributions have increased in several years. So if you're over age 50, starting in 2020, you're going to be allowed to contribute $19,500 plus $6,500 for a total base limit of $26,000 to your retirement account at work. And this applies if you'll be 50 before the end of 2020. So even if your birthday is on December 31st of 2020, you get to take advantage of this catch-up contribution benefit. So don't miss the chance to save an additional $1,000 for retirement. And if your company offers matching, the overall contribution limit for those over 50 will increase as well. So it's going to be either 100% of your compensation or $63,500, whichever is less. So again, that's the total that you and your employer can put in if you're over age 50. The third change to know is that higher contribution limits are happening for self-employed plans. So maybe you're listening to me and you're saying, well, Laura, I don't have a retirement plan at work. You know, I don't have a government job, or I don't work for a big company that offers a 401k. Well, don't worry. The IRS has got you covered too. They are allowing self-employed people to have an increased contribution limit as well. So the amount you can save in a SEP IRA or a solo 401k, those are two types of plans that are available if you're self-employed, those are going up. So they're going up from $56,000 in 2019 to $57,000 in 2020. And I've done a lot of other podcasts about these self-employment plans, so I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about those here, but just look for those in the archive and you'll find them. All right, the fourth change that you need to know about is higher income limits for traditional IRA deductions. Now, unfortunately, neither the base contribution limit nor the catch-up limit has changed or will change for a traditional IRA in 2020. It's going to remain $6,000, and the catch-up limit will remain $1,000. And we did see an increase in the IRA limits this year in 2019, so that may be why we're not seeing an increase for 2020. However, there will be a different type of change happening for a traditional IRA, and this is going to be the income limits. So not the contribution limits, but the income limits for claiming a tax deduction on your traditional IRA contributions. These are going to go up slightly. Now, this is a little complicated, but this rule only applies if you or your spouse have a retirement plan at work and you also contribute to a traditional IRA in the same year. Problem is, the IRS doesn't allow too much of a good tax thing, so they limit the amount of traditional IRA deductions that you can claim when you or a spouse also have a workplace retirement plan. And I want you to note that just because of this restriction doesn't mean you can't have an IRA. You can always make IRA contributions when you or a spouse also have a workplace plan. You just may not get to deduct all of those contributions. So some or all of those IRA contributions may be non-deductible when you're also contributing to a workplace plan or your spouse is also contributing to a workplace plan. The allowable deductions for 2020 are going to depend on your modified adjusted gross income and your tax filing status as follows. So this gets a little bit detailed here, but you can also come back to this podcast to listen to it again if a lot of these numbers kind of fly over your head. So let me review them quickly. So if you're single, if you file taxes as a single person, you're going to get a full deduction for those traditional IRA contributions when your income is below $65,000. That's kind of the big thing that you want to remember. There is a phase out where you get to deduct a little bit less if your income is from 65 to 75. And when you earn more than $75,000, you don't get any IRA deductions when you also have a workplace plan. And by the way, those limits are up $1,000 from 2019. Now, if you're married filing jointly, the rules are different. You're going to get a full deduction on those IRA contributions when your household income is below $104,000. And if you earn above $124,000 as a couple, that's when your traditional IRA contributions are not deductible when you're also contributing to a plan at work. Again, those limits are also up $1,000. And if you file taxes jointly, let's say that you don't have a workplace retirement plan, but your spouse does, there's actually a different rule just to complicate things even more. In that case, you get a full deduction when your household income is below $196,000. So you get a little bit higher income limit there. And if you earn over $206,000 as a couple, that's when you can no longer deduct your IRA contributions when your spouse is also contributing to a workplace retirement plan. And these limits are up $3,000 from 2019. And if you're married, but you file taxes separately, there are very different rules, and you've actually got more restrictions in that case. And there's actually no change for 2020. So for married couples who file separately, you get a reduced deduction if your income is up to $10,000 and no deduction when you earn more than $10,000. So basically, this is something that typically doesn't apply when you are married filing separately. Now, just to clarify, if neither you nor a spouse are covered by a retirement plan at work, what I'm talking about here just doesn't even apply to you, and you're going to get a full tax deduction for making traditional IRA contributions. As long as you're younger than age 70 and a half and you've got some amount of earned income, you are eligible to contribute to a traditional IRA. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, we're back on the retirement account changes that you can expect for 2020. And the fifth change to know about is higher income limits for Roth IRA contributions. So we talked about traditional IRAs. Now we'll switch gears and talk about Roth IRAs. Just like with traditional IRAs, there will not be an increase in how much you can contribute. The limits will remain $6,000 for base contributions and $1,000 for catch-ups when you're over age 50. However, the income limits for being eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA will be going up next year. Unlike a traditional IRA, with a Roth IRA, there are income thresholds that you cannot exceed to qualify to make contributions. So what that means is if you earn more than the limit for your tax filing status in a given year, you are prohibited from saving any money in a Roth IRA for that year. So I'm going to go over the 2020 limits. So again, these apply to your modified adjusted gross income, and we'll go through each tax filing status. So singles, if you are single, you can make full contributions to a Roth IRA when your income is less than $124,000. There's a phase out range that gives you reduced contributions up to $139,000. And then when you earn more than that, you are ineligible. So you cannot make any contributions to a Roth IRA when you earn more than $139,000. And that's up $2,000 from 2019. If you are married and you file jointly, you can make full contributions to a Roth IRA when your household income is less than $196,000. You've got a phase out range from $196,000 up to $206,000, and you cannot contribute when you earn more than $206,000 as a couple. And that is also up from 2019. It's up $3,000 from 2019. And if you're married filing separately, there are more restrictions here, and there's actually no change for next year. You can only make partial contributions to a Roth IRA when your income is less than $10,000, and you are not eligible to contribute to a Roth IRA when you earn more than $10,000 and you're married and you file taxes separately. All right, our final change to know about is number 6, higher contribution limits for health savings accounts or HSAs. Now, you might be thinking, well, Laura, what does HSA have to do with retirement? It may not seem like a noteworthy issue for a podcast about retirement accounts. Well, there is an important connection here that you need to understand. Once you reach age 65, you can use an HSA just like a traditional IRA in retirement with no penalty. So what happens is you can take withdrawals for any purpose with only income tax due on those distributions. So for 2020, the increased HSA contribution limits are as follows. If you're an individual, let's say you've just got a health insurance policy on yourself, you can save up to $3,550, which is up slightly from 2019. It's up just $50. And if you have a family plan, so let's say you've got insurance and you've got a spouse on it, maybe dependents, that's a family plan. You can save up to $7,100 to an HSA, and that's up $100 from 2019. So this is really good news for anyone with a high deductible HSA eligible health plan. You've got to have that HSA eligible health plan in place first in order to have an HSA and make those contributions. And using an HSA to pay for qualified healthcare expenses is just an incredibly smart way to cut your taxes, prepare for any unexpected medical bills, and also sock away some extra money for retirement. As I mentioned, if you still have money in the account when you turn 65, you can use it like a regular retirement account. You just have to pay tax on your withdrawals, but you're not going to have any penalties for using money for non-healthcare expenses. HSAs are so great because if you use them correctly by only spending the money on qualified medical expenses, of course, that's before you turn 65, If you use it correctly, you'll never owe a penny of tax on the money that you put in the account or any investment growth in the account. Plus, you don't even need earned income to qualify to make contributions to an HSA. You just need to have a qualified health plan in place in order to have an HSA. Those benefits top what you could get from any type of retirement account. So I definitely want to encourage you to use an HSA if you are eligible for it. Now, again, this is not a complete list of all the retirement-related tax changes that are coming in 2020, but I think they're the ones that will affect most of you. And if you enjoyed this topic, I would love for you to check out the Save Space podcast. I've mentioned it before. I've been a guest throughout the season there. And in episode number 5, I talk about retirement planning tips with co-host Kelly Sutton. So I hope these tips will help you prepare for next year and maybe encourage you to increase your savings rate if you haven't done that already. And if you're thinking, well, Laura, I just can't even afford to make retirement account contributions because I'm dealing with debt, I would really love for you to check out one of my affordable online classes. You might be interested in the one that's called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. This is, you know, just a crash course on getting on the road to more success. The bottom line with this course is that you're going to come away with a very clear debt reduction plan. You'll get a lot of good strategies to eliminate debt faster, even if you don't have extra money. You'll get tips for dealing with collectors, techniques to restructure your financial life, and really pursue your dreams. And I hope one of those dreams is having plenty of money to spend in retirement. I love online learning because you get lifetime access to the content and you can learn at your own pace. And I'm offering Money Girl listeners a 50% discount on all of my courses. And if you want to learn more, you can text me. Text the phrase Debt Course, DEBTCOURSE with no space, to the number 33444. Or you can get more information at lauradadams.com. I hope to see you in that class. If you've got a money question or an idea for a future show topic, I would love to hear it. Call our voicemail line. Call 302-364-0308 to leave your message. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcast. It's really easy to do. You just swipe up on the cover art and you'll get the opportunity to input either a rating or also input an actual review. It's a really easy way to show your support and it also will help new listeners find us. You might also like the backlist episodes and all of the show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.